Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, we're taking a trip to Taiwan's most famous museum.
Oh, it has to be Gugong, the National Palace Museum.
Exactly. It's one of the great museums of the world, especially if you're interested in Chinese art, Chinese history, Chinese culture. It's probably the number one place to visit in the world, and it's right here in our own country. Even if you live down south, it just takes a few hours on a train.
Right.
You can go there and
I mean, people come all over the world just to see the National Palace Museum.
That's right.
All the great artwork and everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So we're going to find out more about the National Palace Museum, why it's so great, and why so many people love to go and look at their cool stuff.
Yeah.
Reading. The National Palace Museum. For a marvelous walk through the evolution of Chinese civilization, visit the National Palace Museum in Taipei's Shilin District. This world-class museum holds priceless antiques, from jade carvings and bronze armor to scenic paintings and elegant calligraphy. Its nearly 700,000 items are a record of over 8,000 years of history. There are ancient tools from the Neolithic Age and imperial treasures of the Qing Dynasty. The museum's collection is so large that only 1% of it is on display at any one time. To share the whole store of art with the public, museum curators rotate exhibits every 3 months. The bright side of this frequent change is that every visit to the museum is a unique experience. There are a couple of artifacts that are so popular, however, that they are kept on permanent display. The jadeite cabbage, and the meat-shaped stone. Visitors line up daily to catch a glimpse of these exquisite masterpieces. These works alone make the National Palace Museum a must-see destination. Pay a visit to this highly regarded institution and see all the classics yourself.
Okay, so the National Palace Museum, the Chinese name is?
Gugong.
There you go. All right, so a marvelous walk through the evolution of Chinese civilization, visit the National Palace Museum in Taipei's Shilin District. Okay, so yeah, this will actually show you the evolution of Chinese civilization. Evolution is how things change slowly over time. So we often talk about the evolution of people. You might know from your science class, right? We used to be kind of monkeys, and then we started to stand up and walk with two legs. This took place over millions and millions of years. That's what we mean by evolution. Slow change over a long time.
Evolution 当然就是有着发展啦，或是进展这样的意思哦。For example, we could talk about an important step in the evolution of computers.
Oh, right. Yeah, like the microchip, which suddenly made computers much smaller.
Right.
Very important.
Okay. So let's carry on and we'll find out more about this. Oh, this word, civilization.
Civilization,
I have to talk about this word.
Okay.
Yeah. Civilization 就是指特定时期的文化。所以当然呢 ,Chinese civilization 就是指中国文明这样的意思哦。那今天我们要讲的故宫呢当然呢就是鼎鼎有名啊，而且呢它在哪里呢？它在士林区咯。那其实国立故宫博物院的收藏呢，它是来自于好多个，像是它有就是宋朝啦，或是元朝、明朝、清朝四个朝的宫中的收藏，它的东西呢其实是非常多的，所以呢大家如果有空的话不妨去看一下哦。OK, 那从那个就是补充说明一下，其实它是在民国14年10月10号才正式成立，哇，好久好久以前哦。
Mm-hmm. Okay. So back to the National Palace Museum, this world-class museum, yeah, holds priceless antiques from jade carvings and bronze armor to scenic paintings and elegant calligraphy. That's right.
A lot of
elegant
cool stuff.
Calligraphy. Yes, indeed. It's called a world-class museum. That means it's really up there with the best museums in the world. The Louvre in Paris, the British Museum, the MoMA or the Met in New York, right? These are world-famous places.
Okay. 其实呢像是世界这个地有很多很知名的博物馆 museum, 像是刚刚提到的罗浮宫 Louvre Museum。那我们的故宫当然也是 world class, 世界级的啦。那我们其中为什么它是这么世界级？因为它拥有。那这里呢，拥有我们是用 hold 这样子的一个动词来表示，它里面拥有怎么样 ？priceless。priceless 呢，其实就是有非常贵重的。或者是无价的稀世之珍这样的意思，它里面有非常多的像是古董啦 antiques 像是我们有看到 jade carvings 就是有玉雕，就是玉器的雕刻，或者也有 bronze armor 就是铜盔甲。但是呢它不只有这些东西哦，它还有什么样子，像是 scenic paintings, right? What does this word mean, scenic?
Scenic is sort of like beautiful landscapes or beautiful scenery. You know, if you stand on top of a mountain and there's a river and a lake and more mountains, you'd say, wow, it's very scenic. It's making the earth, the land, look very beautiful. So these would be paintings of mountains, rivers, lakes, trees, not paintings of people or something like that.
Okay, 所以 scenic 呢，其实我们可以用 scenery 或者 scene 这两个字去推敲，其实呢，它就是风景非常美的这样子意思。所以像是我们可能看到山水画这些呢，都是可以称为 scenic paintings。另外呢，当然在故宫我们还可以看到什么呢？哇，它是非常多的收藏品，多到它连这个书法也有哦 ，elegant calligraphy。Right,
that beautiful writing. Can you do that?
I can't do
it. It looks so simple, but it's actually really hard.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing. When the people do it, it's like 2, 3, 4 lines. Yay, I'm done. But try to do it yourself. It's going to look ugly. That's right. Well, there's a lot of things to see there. It says it's nearly 700,000 items.That's right. Are a record of over 8,000 years of history. So the museum has a lot of interesting stuff. Of course, you can't see 700,000 things. That would take you days.
Right.
But they have a few of the most special ones for you to see. The cool thing is they change them every few months.
Yeah.
So you can go back, you know, once a year and actually see different things. Because it covers 8,000 years of history. That's such a long time.For example, there are ancient tools from the Neolithic age. This is the age of when people worked with stone and they had nothing more difficult or complicated than something made of stone. And also imperial treasures of the Qing dynasty. So that's, you know...thousands and thousands of years later.
Right.
Amazing.
Okay, 所以大家可能会想说，天哪，它接近70万件的收藏品，也太多了吧？真的有这么多？而且它收藏了超过800年的历史，应该是8000年 8,000 years of history. 不好意思哦，口误，就是超过8000年历史的国家至宝哎。那刚刚我们也看到 Neolithic Age。指的呢就是新石器时代这样的意思 and imperial 这个字呢其实就是有着皇帝的或是最高权威这样的意思 so for example I could talk about the Roman imperial age
oh like the age of Caesar and the Roman empire
I love all those great stories
yeah absolutely and the great movies and stuff they make about imperial families rich powerful people okay the museum's collectionis so large that only 1% of it is on display at any one time. So 700,000, 1%, 7,000 things are in the museum, but there's another 693,000 things back there that you can't see. They have so much cool stuff.
OK, 所以呢其实因为珍藏品这么多刚刚有提到怎么可能一次看得完所以呢它通常呢一次呢就会展现1%那刚刚 这个 Mike 有算了一下，他就说是70,000件啊，所以是只有展示一次，只能展示到这么多。Okay, so let's read on and find out more.
We talked about this earlier, to share the whole story of art with the public, because they have so much stuff. Museum curators rotate exhibits every 3 months. So it's every 3 months they rotate things. Of course, the people in charge of a museum are curators. They're like historians who know a lot about, you know, art and special things in museums. Nice. So they're the bosses there.
Yeah, so curator 呢其实就是馆长。那刚刚呢 Mike 有说其实呢这个到故宫一个好处就是呢其实你可以每次去的时候呢都会看到不同的东西。所以因为他们会怎么样，他们会 rotate。Rotate 呢这个字呢就有着轮换这样子的意思哦。For example, I could talk about the planets rotate around the sun.
Yes, that's right.
Of course they do.
Or the earth rotates for one day.
Right, and sometimes when you're talking about doing the housework, for example, my sister and I rotate. She does the dishes one week, I do them the next.
Like this is how we take turns.
Exactly.
Okay. And the exhibit, of course, is something that you would see in a museum, the things you go and see. Sometimes they have special exhibits.
Right.
But the exhibit is just when you go to a museum, what are you looking at? The exhibit. If there's no exhibit, it's just a big empty building. And that's kind of boring. The bright side of this frequent change is that every visit to the museum is a unique experience. The bright side is sort of like the good news, because you can see everything. But the good news is, if you go often, you'll see different things each time. So it is a unique experience.
How unique 这个字呢？大家重音呢一定要念对哦，因为我常会听到有人听 ，you know, a lot of people actually pronounce this word wrongly. They say unique, but it's actually unique.
Oh no, you don't want to say eunuch.
I know
that has a different meaning.
That is something else. Unique 呢，其实就是独一无二的，然后呢，或者是呢，唯一的。无与伦比这样子意思，没有人可以匹敌得过他这样的意思。For example, we could talk about his talents make him truly unique. Okay, or sometimes we could use this word to mean very special or unusual.
Yeah.
For example, we often talk about a unique opportunity. It's like a very, very special opportunity.
That's right. It's a great word to use when your friends have ugly clothes or hair.
Oh my gosh!
And they come and they have like a really horrible haircut.
You're not
teaching them. What do you think of my hair? And you're like, it's very,
very
unique.
Okay.
You're not saying it's ugly, but you're not saying it's nice. You're saying it's special and interesting.
But in not a so good way.
Exactly. Okay. But, you know, you can avoid a fight with your friends.
Right.
That
is
Thank
true.
You. It's so unique.
They'll probably say, yeah, they won't
great.
Get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, there are a couple of artifacts that are so popular, however, that they are kept on permanent display. If something is permanent, it's always there. It never changes. So these are the really popular things. Most people know the jadeite cabbage.
Yeah, right?
Definitely. The cabbage with that little bug on it.
Yeah.
And the meat-shaped stone that looks like a piece of delicious pork.
Those
are always there. Permanent display.
Okay, 所以呢，当然咯，可能有时候我们会看到就是轮流的不同的就是展示品呢，那但是呢还是有固定的一些展示品我们是一定看得到了。这里呢我们先停下来看一下 artifact 这个字呢，其实就有着手工艺品这样子的意思，而 permanent 呢当然就是指固定性的这样的意思啊。那它的相反词呢我们可以用暂时的，就是 temporary. Okay, temporary. Okay, 那你要怎么用这个 permanent 这个字呢？For example, I want to use this in a sentence, permanent, this word. Prolonged exposure to the sun can cause permanent skin damage.
Oh, okay. So if you're in the sun too long, it can hurt your skin forever.
Yeah.
Right? Give you like skin cancer or something that doesn't go away. Well, the museum's permanent collection includes works of art from the 18th century. We mentioned the jadeite cabbage, the meat-shaped stone. My favorite is that ball. You know, the big ivory ball with the ball inside the ball, inside the ball, inside the ball. It's amazing how they did that, because it was made out of one thing. It's incredible. Visitors, it says, line up daily to catch a glimpse of these exquisite masterpieces. Yes, they do. They line up for quite a long time on weekends, for sure.
Right. 所以其实我们刚刚有提到，像是翠玉白菜或是肉形石，都会让这个呢，来自各国或是像台湾的 visitors 的这个 这个参观者呢要怎么样 line up， 就是要排队哦，就为了要怎么样 catch a glimpse。OK， 就是为了要看一眼，哇，这么特别的东西。那这里呢 ，Let's take a look at our shortcut for you to find out how to use this phrase to catch a glimpse.
I'm lining up for something.
Okay.
Gosh,
okay.
Let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
I haven't been hiking in a while. It's fun.
Yes, the weather is so nice up here in the mountains. Hey, look at that.
What? What is it?
I caught a glimpse of a black bear.
Catch? You didn't catch anything.
To catch a glimpse of something means to quickly see something.
Gotcha. Catch a glimpse.Means 瞥见
That's exactly right. I saw a huge black bear behind those trees over there. What should we do?
You know, I caught a glimpse of something too.
What's that?
Your contact lens is falling out. That wasn't a bear. It was a dog.
Okay, so with the jadeite cabbage
and
the meat-shaped stone, and I don't know what it's called, but the ivory ball thing.
Yeah.
It says, these works alone. I would add that ivory thing,
because
I think it's so cool.
Okay.
So these works alone make the National Palace Museum a must-see destination, and they're on permanent display.
Right.
So it doesn't matter when you go, you can see those three famous things, and...thousands of other things. It is definitely a must-see destination. Something that is must-see means you must see it, right? We can also say, a lot of ads will say, must buy,
right?
You must buy this thing. It's a must-buy. So
we
can use it kind of as an adjective, a must-buy computer item,
or
a must-buy new book, or something like that. Everyone must buy it. This, though, is a must-see destination.
Okay, so must-see 呢其实在这里是当作形容词一定要看的什么东西的 destination 当然就是这个目的地或者是一个目标就是说我们一定要看到这个东西哦。Okay, last but not least, pay a visit to this highly regarded institution and see all the classics yourself.
That's right. Highly regarded means very famous and very respected, right? We talked about it being one of the top class or world class places to go. So even if you talk to museum people or history fans, art fans around the world...And you mention the National Palace Museum, they go, oh, I've heard of that. Thousands of beautiful things, right? So it's highly regarded. A lot of people think really good stuff about this great museum. That's just, it's right over there.
Go and check it
out. Right on. All right, we'll be back with our chat question.
For you chat.
Okay, here's a for you chat question, Mike.
Yes, yes.
What is your favorite museum in Taiwan?
The National Palace Museum. We just talked about it.
I know. It's everybody's favorite, I think, in
Taiwan. It's the most famous. But I think Taiwan also has a lot of good art museums.
Right.
Taichung has a great one that I've been to. Taipei has a couple.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about all these museums is they're air conditioned.
Yeah.
And they're pretty cheap to get into.
They are.
It's a wonderful place to spend a few hours on a summer day. And you'll always see something cool and learn something at any museum you go to. So check them out. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
The National Palace Museum. For a marvelous walk through the evolution of Chinese civilization, visit the National Palace Museum in Taipei's Shilin District.This world-class museum holds priceless antiques, from jade carvings and bronze armor to scenic paintings and elegant calligraphy. Its nearly 700,000 items are a record of over 8,000 years of history. There are ancient tools from the Neolithic Age and imperial treasures of the Qing Dynasty.The museum's collection is so large that only 1% of it is on display at any one time. To share the whole store of art with the public, museum curators rotate exhibits every 3 months. The bright side of this frequent change is that every visit to the museum is a unique experience. There are a couple of artifacts that are so popular, however, that they are kept on permanent display. The jadeite cabbage and the meat-shaped stone. Visitors line up daily to catch a glimpse of these exquisite masterpieces. These works alone make the National Palace Museum a must-see destination. Pay a visit to this highly regarded institution and see all the classics yourself. Vocabulary Review. Evolution. The evolution of computers has led to them being very small and light. Scenic. Many people visit scenic mountains and beaches to feel relaxed. Imperial. The ancient Romans had a large imperial army to protect their empire. Rotate. The bank rotates its security guards to keep an eye on the money 24 hours a day. Permanent. This old statue is permanent, and there are no plans to move it anywhere. Destination. The train's destination is Kaohsiung, and we will arrive in 2 hours.